Hello. Hello.
Hi, ma'am. My name is Steve. Calling you from the head office of the Visa and MasterCard, alright?
Yes.
Ma'am, this is a verification call. Like, did you authorize any overseas payment this morning?
Thank you, pardon?
Like, did you authorize any overseas transaction this morning?
No.
And, like, apart from you, who else have an authorization, like, to deal with your banking details?
No, I haven't.
No one? Just you, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the reason why you're calling is because, as I, that about an hour ago, someone had just trying to take access of your internet banking, alright, from a different location, and they are trying to transfer all these funds. So, like, do you have any idea about what's happening from this morning?
I know that my bank's working on, I've got a block on my account.
No need to worry, madam, because we just put that transaction on a temporary hold. We haven't released a single penny from your account. We just call you to confirm whether it was you who made this transaction or not. Right?
No. Yes.
And with you, we know that it wasn't you. And we'll help you out to block all those transactions, alright? Because as I can see from here, like, those people, they are like still active on your network. So ma'am,
like, did you read out your banking details with anyone else except your family members?
No, I haven't been there anyway.
That's right.
I've just been up to the hospital, that's it.
That's very good. And recently, like, did you, like,
share your personal banking details while visiting any website or a page?
No.
You haven't?
Nope.
And ma'am, when was the last time you logged into your net banking?
This morning.
This morning. And do you find any suspicious activity happening?
My net banking, I watch it, ANZ Bank, or NAB. What bank?
Sorry, didn't get you.
I was up.
On your ANZ Bank, man?
Yes, my internet banking. I logged on this morning, and my card was blocked.
Just hold the line while I connect you to the banking head server. From there, we will cancel up all the transaction, alright? Just be there.
Just hold the line, ma'am.
Yep.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, I can.
Alright. Ma'am, this is a senior security manager from the Australian Cyber Security Department, okay?
Yep.
Alright. Now, what you need to do is, ma'am, you need to hold the line. Okay, so that we will help you to cancel up those payments because fraudulently those people are trying to withdraw the money from your account and we don't want you to lose any of your funds. So ma'am, do you remember, like, recently in the last couple of days, have you visited for a shopping or a grocery from your end, ma'am, and you paid some bills, you provide any of your numbers to someone?
No, I don't share my numbers to anyone.
Okay. Wait.
I've been up at the hospital for the last couple of months, so, I only go Woolworths and stuff like that. I don't shop online.
All right. Now, what we need to do, ma'am, we will be just going ahead and cancelling the transaction. I request you to please be on hold so that I can find out the notification and help you further for the cancellation and provide you some details, okay? Just hold the line.
Yep.
Hello?
Yes.
Thank you for holding the line, ma'am. Okay? All right. And ma'am, on your mobile phone, you do get an ANZ app or a NAB application on your phone, right?
I'm not with any of them banks.
Okay. So you do use any cards with any other bank?
I'm with Up Bank.
Up Bank, right, ma'am? UP.
Yep.
Up. All right. Now, wait. No need to worry, ma'am. And ma'am, make sure never ever share any of your card number or your account details to anyone?
No, I don't.
All right. Up Bank Australia, right, ma'am?
Yes, that's it.
All right. Now, with the Up Bank, you do use a Up Bank application on your phone or like you do it on the computer, ma'am?
I got it on my phone.
All right. Not an issue, ma'am. Because you are in Australia, but the location of your mobile network is showing in a different country, ma'am. That's the reason you have not received any messages from there, right? The payment,
okay.
Because what those people did, they purchased some online gift card. They are ordering a gift card online behind you, okay?
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we need to cancel up the to help you to securely check your IP address, ma'am, okay?
I actually cannot get on my phone, and as I said, I'm up at the hospital and I've got no data or anything like that. So,
okay,
yeah.
You don't have any data. Okay, you got any the Up Bank, do you remember the balance on your Up Bank card, ma'am?
I'm pretty sure at the moment there's $7 on it.
All right. And is there any credit card as well with the Up Bank?
I don't have a credit card. It's a debit card.
Only the debit card, right?
Yes.
All right. And apart from the Up Bank, you don't have any other bank, right?
No, I don't.
Okay. With the Up Bank, the debit card that you got, what did you tell me the last closing balance according to you, ma'am?
I think it's $7.90 or something like that.
Okay. Only $7 left in your Up Bank card, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if the card is with you, ma'am, because we need to cancel this card and provide you a new card, okay?
Oh, this was a new card.
Because ma'am, the hackers have tried to reach up your card, that's the reason, ma'am.
Yep, that's right. Oh, yes, that's fine.
So the card is with you right now?
Yes, I've got the card.
Okay, can you see the numbers on the front side?
Yes.
Okay, slowly help me with the numbers for the cancellation. And the EXP, the expiry date, and the CB2 numbers will be only got changed. The numbers will be the same on this card, okay?
Wouldn't she already have that on the computer?
Beg your pardon, ma'am?
Wouldn't she already have that on the computer?
But ma'am, for the cancellation, we need to fill up these details. All right?
Okay.
We have your information.
5 88
Yes.
68
Okay.
07
Okay.
07
Okay.
451920
All right. Now, can you see the EXP? Because the expiry date will be changed.
The expiry date is the 1st, 26.
Could you repeat that?
The 1st.
Yes.
And again, 26.
Okay, and now on the back of the card, the number will be also get changed, ma'am. You will be getting a new number.
Yes.
What is the number on the back of your card?
I gave you the card number, the 5 88 68 07 07 45 1920.
Okay, once again, and on the back of the card, can you see the three numbers on the back of your card?
074
Okay, and can you re-verify, Rita, again, read out the card number?
5 88 68 07 07 45 192
Okay, right. Now, ma'am, and you received messages from the bank itself on your mobile phone as well, right?
Yes, I did. They come up saying, because I've been disputing some stuff for a while.
Okay.
And then they come up today saying that I was going to rectify it, and then next minute my card flopped.
All right.
And I haven't been able to use it.
Wait. And you don't use any bank app on your phone, any of the banking application?
No.
All right. The card that you got, ma'am, on this card, do you remember your balance?
On this card, there should be... a 30 cent. Sorry, there is debt because I used the 7. 30 cents.
Ma'am, the card number that you provide me, this is a, is this the card with the Up Bank or it's a Bendigo Bank
yes.
card?
Hello.
No, this is my up card.
Your up bank card, right?
Yes, get it. Yes.
And apart from this card, you don't have any other card?
No, I don't.
Wait, now. What we need to do is we need to go ahead and block this transaction for you and make sure that no funds might be get released, okay? Now,
yes.
What you need to do is just hold the line for a moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Just be online.
Okay. Thank you for holding the line, ma'am. All right, just give me a few more minutes, ma'am, so that I can find out everything for you, sort out for you, hold the line. I took all his money out and refused to give it back to us. We can't hear through the window.
Thank you for holding the line, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. And ma'am, apart from this up bank, you only get only one card that you got, right? There is no other cards with you.
No.
All right. And apart from you, any of your family member also uses any other bank cards?
They've got their own bank cards.
Okay, not an issue. And you have never used a computer or a laptop for your banking as well, right?
No.
Just hold the line for a moment again, ma'am, because we are trying to find out the notification, the mails. We are checking each and everything from the higher security, okay?
Yep. Next one.
All right. All right. Just hold the line.
Yep.
Okay, just be on hold, ma'am. We are just checking every detail so that we can go ahead and cancel every transaction that has been tried to make. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, and you never connect to any of your device to any public Wi-Fi, right?
No, never.
Okay. And do you remember when was the last time you have visited to any supermarket to purchase in anything?
I think I brought, I'm just trying to think. I know
okay.
I gave my my son went and brought some milk and that this morning.
Mm-hmm. And have you used your card over there?
I've transferred money into my boyfriend's account.
Okay. You have transferred the money from your boyfriend's account, okay.
From my account into his, yeah, I've transferred some money, but all that.
I understand. Okay, just a And ma'am, do you you have the boyfriend's account access with you?
No.
No. Okay. Because why I'm asking you, because as your boyfriend's account also connected, if that was connected to this network, it might happen they have targeted to your that one as well. So that's the reason I have asked.
It's just my account by itself.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Now just wait.
Yep.
Use your card to any supermarket like Kohl's?
Yes, it was probably yesterday or last night it was used at Kohl's.
Kohl's, you...
Yes. I have used it at Kohl's. But that was, I'm just trying to think. Coles was Monday.
Good. Okay, now just wait. Yep. All right, can you hear me now, ma'am?
Yes, I can.
Are you there?
Yes. I'm
Hello.
Here. Yes. Oh, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, from here.
How do you get?
From here?
Yeah, yeah, all right, ma'am.
Oh, yes.
Can you hear me
yes.
now?
Yes, I can.
All right, ma'am. Hold the line for a moment, ma'am. All right. Hold the line for a moment. Don't worry.
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Hold the line. I'm with you online. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm. All right. Don't hang up. Just hold the line.
Yes, I will. Are you there, ma'am? Yes, I am.
All right, ma'am. Just be on hold for a couple of moments, ma'am. You will
yes.
be... All right.
That's fine.
All right. Still we are checking all the information, ma'am, how we can go ahead and cancel you, so just be on board, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. It might happen. You will receive a code, the cancellation code on your phone. So let me confirm every detail. So just wait.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just help me out with your first name, ma'am.
My first name is Jennifer.
Okay. Can you spell out for me?
J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R.
J-E-N-N-I-F.
F. S for Fred.
Okay, Jennifer, right?
Yes.
Okay, Jennifer. Then last name, do you have any middle initial?
No.
No. And what is the last name?
Morland.
Can you spell out for me?
G-A-M.
G. G as in zebra?
G as in for dog.
Okay, G for dog. After that?
E.
E.
For elephant.
As an elephant,
yes. Yep, M for man.
M or M?
M for mom.
M for mom, okay. M?
O.
O.
R.
R.
E.
E.
L.
L.
I.
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 I for apple. N D.
D.
Yeah, so D E N O R E L A N D.
L I N D or D?
L A N D.
Okay.
Morland, yeah.
Okay. Demarin, right?
Yeah, D Morland.
D Morland, yeah. Now just go help me out with your address.
51 Ridge Street at Long Beach.
Ridge Street, R-I-D-G-E, right?
Yes.
R-I-D-G-E, Ridge Street. After that?
At Long Beach.
I beg your pardon?
New South Wales.
New South Wales, right? And yes. The city?
At Long Beach.
At Long Beach?
Yes.
Okay. New South Wales.
Yes.
And the zip code, the postcode?
2257.
2257. Okay, just wait.
Yes.
Okay, now just wait. We are processing every detail. Edmund Beach, right, ma'am? E-D-M-O-N-D.
No, D-E-M-O-R-E-L-A-N-D.
E-D-L-O-N-D, is that right?
No. G for dog.
Uh-huh.
O for orange.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry. It's D-E. E for elephant.
Uh-huh.
M for Mary.
Uh-huh. No, I'm not asking about your last name. I'm talking about the city.
Oh, Echelon Beach. E-double-T.
E as in Edward?
Yes, E as in Edward. T-T.
Uh-huh.
A. L-O-N-G.
I as in Indiana, right?
No. Hang on. Okay, E, double T, A for apple.
Uh-huh.
L.
L-O-N-G, right?
Yes.
Okay, just
wait. Yeah, it's Edgewood Beach.
Yeah. 2257 is it postcode?
Yes, it is.
Postcode is 2257, right, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. Now we are proceeding for the cancellation of the card. So, I do believe you handed with your card, right?
Yes. My
that is ending with 1920.
Yes, it ends in 1920.
Okay, they'll be handy with that. And if you receive any code coming up on your message, on the text message of your mobile phone, we will ask you.
Yeah, I got a text this morning from Bendigo Bank.
Uh-huh.
Saying a temporary block has been placed on my card due to unusual activities.
Okay. And that is a Bendigo card, you mean to say, or this, are you talking about this one?
Up is through Bendigo, but it's not a Bendigo bank.
Okay.
I'm with an Up. My bank's online. It's Up
Bank. You are with Up Bank, right?
Yes, and that goes through Bendigo Bank, but it's not a Bendigo account. It's very confusing.
And ma'am, apart from this card ending with 1920, do you have any other card with you?
No.
This is the only card which you use,
yep.
right?
Yep,
okay.
The only card I use.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Still, we are processing. Just be on hold.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
A text message on the phone?
Not yet, no.
Not yet, okay. 2257 बोलिए.
Oh, with De Morlin, too, they might have spelled it D-E with a space and then M-O-R-E-L-A-N-D.
No, there is no space.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay, ma'am, we have processed the cancellation of the transaction and it will take 24 hours to cancel all the transactions. And, and the second thing is that you have to receive that money. The money which will be cancelled, that money will come to you, to your card. And till the time your card will be active, there's no cancellation today for today. And, and second thing is that you need to have some balance on your card. Because, so just give me a moment, let me ask to the department how much balance you have to be there on the card. So just wait.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. It's just for you, and like you have to keep that money into your account, which you need to have. That is a minimum of $2,000. That has to be
what?
In your account.
Oh my God! Are you for real? We're not asking any money,
okay? And you don't have to give me any money. What I'm trying to make you understand is, you have to have that much minimum balance to receive the amount.
I won't have it.
I beg your pardon?
I won't have $2,000 in my account.
At this moment you don't have right now, and already we have been processed the cancellation. Once you will have the $2,000 on your account, you will see this money will be added with your $2,000, okay?
But the thing is, where am I going to get $2,000 from to put in my account?
You cannot put that into your account for some time.
I'm a widow. I just said I'm a widow of five kids, and I've got one of my boys fighting for life at the moment in hospital. I've got no money.
Okay.
That's why I'm disputing everything, because the money was being taken out.
Okay, I understand. Not an issue. Wait for 24 hours, okay? Already we have processed the cancellation. Wait for 24 hours. And I'll give you a call back after tomorrow. Tomorrow, what time will be convenient to you?
I'll just keep on ringing me until I can answer, because as I said, I'm after the hospital with my boy until he dies, so I don't leave his side.
Yeah,
he's 19.
Okay. So I try tomorrow. Let's see which time will be better for you. We'll do that at that time, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye.